Buddy Ebsen was best known as the affable patriarch of the Beverly Hillbillies, but the actor, who died yesterday, had a career far beyond his famous backwoods persona. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Buddy Ebsen was tall, 6'3", and gangly. He looked like a giant wooden puppet at odds with his own grace. But Ebsen's grace propelled him from the choruses of early MGM movie musicals. He partnered 4-year-old Shirley Temple in the 1936 film Captain January.
Music star, let's get going.
Lee Merriweather co-starred with Buddy Ebsen much later in his career. She recalled a story that Ebsen used to tell about a little exchange on set right before his dance with the child star.
Two suits came down with possibly just a little broken nose here and there, you know, kind of look to them. And pulled him over to the side, because most of that was done in one take, dancing on the wharf and the pilings, and they said, "You dropper, you're dead."
That year, Ebsen was offered a studio contract, but rejected it to return to the stage and his song and dance act with his sister Vilma. Ebsen took a break from performing during World War II and served in the Coast Guard. When he returned to show business, a brand new medium was there to take him in.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free.
Thousands of children in the 1950s first knew Buddy Ebsen as Davy Crockett's sidekick in the Disney television series. Ebsen's aptitude for playing good-natured rustics earned him a role in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. He was Doc Golightly, the Texas veterinarian abandoned by Audrey Hepburn's character.
You ever could understand why that woman ran off? Don't tell me she wasn't happy. Talky as a jaybird she was. Something smart to say on every subject.
Ebsen better brought a natural gallantry to his roles, says Lee Merriweather, his co-star in the 1970s TV series Barnaby Jones.
He was a gentleman of the first water, considerate of others, always that.
Ebsen helped make television history in another show that shot to the top of the Nielsen charts in 1962 and remained there for the next 9 years. Ebsen played the head of a household of Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, we's Clampets, ma'am. I'm Jed, it's Granny, Jethro, Ellie Bates.
Maurice, show these people the door.
Oh, no need to put him to that trouble, ma'am. We seen it when we come in. I don't blame you for being proud of it. It's pretty.
Off screen, Ebsen was an author, a sailor, and a father of seven. He was also an outspoken Republican who believed deeply in world peace. In the early 1980s, he wrote a musical that included a song called We're All Riding on the Same Spaceship. He recorded it with singer Mabel King.
Mabel, that was really cool.
Thanks, buddy. You think they heard me in Moscow?
Even without a telephone.
Well, let's make sure.
One more time.
We're all riding on the same spaceship.
Buddy Ebsen died of natural causes in Torrance, California. He was 95 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
No room left for money.